Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
Ha, weekend in review. We all know Beer Fest happens Saturday.
I think people are aware.
Here's a little hint for next year. If you wait too long to get your tickets, guess what? You don't go because it's sold out again.
It did indeed. And it was a good time. As we said, Facebook Live, the beer gods shined upon us and brought the sunshine.
It opened at, like, say, for instance, one, so, you know, all of a sudden the sky opened up and the sun came out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And our Tay-Tay was getting sunburned. And I was like, Taylor, are you okay? She's like, I don't know. Look at my feet.
Sunscreen, girl, sunscreen.
Yeah.
Except it was supposed to be overcast with a chance of thunder showers.
I know.
There was like 60% chance of rain, and it never happened, which is so awesome.
Like you said, the beer gods shined upon
us. Indeed, they did. It was a wonderful weekend in downtown Milton.
So what do we do next? We open Spyglass. We'll talk about that in a few days. But Michelle's coming in today.
That's right. She will be chit-chatting about the first backyard concert happening in the Spyglass backyard.
And she may have an additional concert surprise for us.
So okay.
I'm kind of surprised about that. And I know you people are going to want to listen for the surprise because you'll like it.
So fun that all these events are popping up again.
Yep.
It was a wonderful day on Saturday. Everybody seemed so happy.
Mm-hmm. And for you people in Sealands Grove who did that Mallet Madness thing.
Oh, yeah, with the Rotary Club.
We were there as well. Mm-hmm. We had some participants and the DJ that played the music was one of our own. So that was pretty cool. Flag Day today. A celebration of old glory. You heard it at the top of the show. On this day in 1777, it took a little while, but the United States adopted the flag design, which became known as the Star Spangled Banner. 48 stars on it. Well, when it started, it had 26.
Thanks,
or was it,
Ross.
Was it changed 26 times? Yeah. And then it was changed to the 49-star flag.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way it was going to be forever. But then a couple months later, President Eisenhower snatched up another state, and it was 50. That's the way it's going to stay forever. I always wonder, should it be 51 and we include Puerto Rico?
I think it could be 52 because I know it would technically be Washington, D.C. Because they're a district. They're not necessarily a state. But
they want to be their own state.
They though. Do. And
but they
then,
don't know what to call it. Because then we'd have Washington...
2.0. Washington 2.0.
That's a good idea. So anyway, happy Flag Day. Fly your flag. On the way, Jimmy Fallon talks about a story. I don't know if you heard this. Everybody's talking about it. The lobster diver who got swallowed by a whale and then spit out.
And lived to tell the
tale.
That
must be exciting.
I mean, yeah.
Hey, we're sizzling with Wise Markets. We'll have a Wise Market item of the day you need to remember so you can win a gift card. That's coming up. And don't forget, we're just days away from Father's Day. So Best Dad Yeti.
Best Dad Yeti, that's right. You can nominate your pops. Wait for that cue to call. A big thank you to Brewers Outlet for helping us highlight the awesome dads in Central PA. It's all coming up next with Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
A lobster diver in Cape Cod is okay after being swallowed and then spit out by a humpback whale. Yeah, the good news is he's okay. The bad news is he's being sued for copyright infringement by the Bible.
All right, I couldn't believe this when it happened until we saw it, right?
Yeah,
and
so...
This guy is pretty amazing. I mean...
He's a 54-year-old lobster diver. He's a commercially licensed lobster diver. This is a thing they do. They dive down, they scoop up the lobsters, and this juvenile humpback whale made a mistake.
So here is the actual account from that diver, Michael Picard.
And everything went black. And all I could feel was just muscle and skin all around me.
Ew.
Did I just get bit by a shark? Or no, it's not a shark. I'm in a whale's mouth. And then all of a sudden, I saw light, white water everywhere. And all of a sudden, I was thrown from his mouth. He was shaking his head, trying to eject me out of his mouth.
You didn't taste good, Michael. What do you think,
well,
bud?
Especially in all that scuba gear, right? So the report from the Cape Cod Times, because this actually, he's from Wellfleet, Massachusetts, said that it was a juvenile one that was kind of along the sandbar feeding on the fish that are easily eaten there.
Pretty much swallowing everything he sees.
And humpback whales are not aggressive, so that he made a mistake, that it probably was an oversight on the humpback whale.
So he spit it out.
Yeah. Well, in the article I read, Michael said that he started to kind of really, he realized that if he moved around and kind of, like, as best he could inside of there, the whale was shaking his head. So he started moving around more, and then that's when he got spit out.
Poof, man, this one's live.
Oh, my God, that's unbelievable.
It's like, you know, when you're in the movie theater and you reach in the bag of the assorted candies and you get the one that you don't like.
Like, pretty much. It makes me think of Pinocchio, though, right?
Exactly.
Like being swallowed by, what was his name? Jumbo, Geronimo?
He actually had a name, the whale that swallowed him. Pinocchio? Oh, are you thinking of the Bible? Jonah or Pinocchio? Which
story I'm not thinking of Jonah. I'm thinking of Pinocchio.
News is coming up next.
Sports and AccuWeather on the way. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94.1 WQKX.
I'm amazed it's Stevie Nicks.
Stevie Nicks with Maroon 5.
What is that all about? Wow.
It's a new song.
Obviously, but I mean, why Stevie Nicks?
Because she's awesome. Why not Stevie Nicks is the question. Not Stevie Nicks?
I guess. It just took me by surprise, and I found myself listening to it and turning it up.
It's catchy. It's like a poppy summer song.
Yeah.
Maroon 5 is good at those.
All right. Hey, it's Tom and Laura in the morning. The dog show thing.
Westminster dog show.
This is going to sound mean.
No, it's not, but I think we have to qualify. So this is not the, like, they just prance in a circle portion. This is the agility portion.
Right. And every time I watch highlights of it, I think I would love to see, like, one of the trainers fall over, trip and fall. And yeah,
you got your wish.
I got my wish over the weekend.
Get to the outside, push, get over there, get over there.
Oh my goodness!
Oh, there he goes.
You're fine. Just get to the backside. You're fine.
Now, when you watch the video, so go ahead and Google it. Google handler wipes out.
He almost falls on his dog.
He's a big, chunky guy.
He is.
And he falls forward.
He's a zippy, zippy Boston Terrier.
When the Boston Terrier comes out of the tunnel to jump over the fence, he falls in his way. Just misses him. Now, no dogs were hurt.
No.
In the making of this morning show comedy.
They also completed the round, and the crowd, to the crowd's credit, cheered and spurred them on.
So did he, with his big chunky body falling down, disqualify them, or was it the fact that the dog stopped?
No.
Because he almost got crushed to death.
No, what?
And it was like, jump over the gate, dog.
But it doesn't matter that the dog stopped. They actually hadn't gone to the next element. The dog completed the next element the wrong direction. He got confused. So because he, like, that's where they come around the backside. So he jumped the opposite direction. So that resulted in a fault. Kind of gone in the direction he was going, it would have been okay. It's just like a horse competition, like when you're jumping,
like
if you miss an element.
But here's the clue. If you fall on your horse, he's not going to be hurt. If you fall on your Boston Terrier, he's probably going to get hurt.
Yeah.
And you don't have to run along the horse and say, jump over the fence. You're actually on the horse.
That's true. That's very true. And the goal is to stay on the horse while jumping. So.
Yes, exactly. So this was like one of the things that, is it Thanksgiving or when the big Westminster show is?
Yes, that's right.
They show it opposite of some big football game or something, so nobody watches it. Well, I shouldn't say
nobody.
Oh,
no, my family does. We have the dog show on in the kitchen, then the game on in the family room. I'm serious.
I want to come to your house and hang out in the kitchen.
There's two TVs. Yeah. So we have the family room TV for the game, and then we have the Westminster dog show on in the kitchen.
Every time I watch the highlights, I always think, I want to see one of these people fall or trip over the fence.
So mean.
It's a little bit mean.
It's just a little bit mean.
But it's this thing that's in the back of my mind, this little switch.
No, I think it's a devil on your shoulder.
Okay, it could be that, too.
There it is.
All right. I mean, what the heck?
Goodness gracious. Either way, no pups or people were injured. Just Google it. Westminster dog handler falls.
Hey, Wise Market is sizzling this summer. We got details on the way.
That's right. A way for you to win with our friends from Wise. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
This is Tom and Laura in the morning.
Tom and Laura.
94KX.
Hey, summer is sizzling with Wise Markets and 94KX again.
Heck yeah, that means that you could have a chance to instantly win a $25 gift card to Wise Markets as long as you know that summer sizzling food of the day.
And it's going to be something to do with summer and like your cooking outdoors, perhaps?
Okay, so then what sizzles? A grill.
Yes.
And what do you put on a grill?
Meat.
Heck yeah, ground beef burgers from Wise Markets.
Oh, that's the item of the day, huh?
Yes, indeed it is. The summer sizzling item of the day is ground beef burgers. And that is what you all need to remember when Mark Stevens gives you that
little noisy thing that goes...
The cuticle.
Oh, no.
Right? The cuticle, you have to remember. Ground beef burgers for the summer sizzle with Wise.
Sounds good. Some viral comedy before we get the news. I would like to call it sacrilege in the subway, but it actually happened on the street. You know when you go through New York City and you see those street musicians?
Yeah, they're awesome. Yeah,
most of them are like fantastic. Really good, right? So you don't mess with Pink Floyd. Here's a guy on the street playing an awesome Pink Floyd guitar, and people come up and they want to know if they can hold his guitar and take a picture. No, don't touch the guitar, lady. No, you can't hold the guitar. Stop it. Listen to this kid.
Ooh. Very good.
And he's talking to the Wiley. He's playing this awesome Pink Floyd. He's like, no, you can't hold my guitar. Come on, we want to take a selfie with you. No, you can't. You can't. Stop. Do you recognize the song I'm playing? It's a classic.
Do not mess with Pink Floyd.
What did they think? He was tuning the thing or something? I mean, come on.
Yeah, no, clearly he's in the middle of a set.
People, hint, hint, from the world traveler, Laura Good. Don't mess.
No, you don't mess with Pink Floyd.
Well, yeah, you don't mess with any street musician.
You also just don't touch the man's guitar.
Yeah. Come on, what's wrong with you? Anyway, go ahead.
Total violation. It's a total and complete violation.
Go ahead, Google the viral comedy there. Tourist couple bothers street musician. You can also punch in Pink Floyd and you'll get there. Hey, news is coming up next.
Sports and AccuWeather also on the way. It's Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
94.1 WQKX.
Tom and Laura.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
Okay, quick. We got to come up with a best dad Yeti story. I'll let you think for a while. Here's mine. My dad was the best floater ever. He wasn't a good swimmer, but he just floated on his back everywhere he went. In the backyard pool, in Harvey's Lake, at the ocean, he would go out beyond
the
and we'd all be little Morgonzos who'd be like, Daddy, get in here. You're going to be swallowed up by a whale. That was a story earlier. But and he would just float on his back with his feet crossed. Out of the water, he would stick his feet up, and he had that thing going underwater with his arms.
Oh, my goodness.
It was magical to me.
Okay, it sounds like my pop-up Washaleski, and now my dad is the exact same way.
Isn't that cool, the way your dad becomes your grandpa?
My pop-up Washaleski was a fish.
he would
grab all of us cousins, my sister, myself, me, like, and just through the waves. and we were all pretty good swimmers, even as little kiddos, and loved the ocean. I've never been afraid of the ocean. And I think it's because of his influence.
Probably. See
and
that?
We would go out past the wave break. And then the fun thing to do was we would take floats or rafts with us and we would swim out to touch the buoy and back.
Oh, touch the buoy.
Yeah. At Virginia Beach, that's where we went. So there was like buoys to say like, hey, don't go past here. Or hey, boats, don't come close.
Yeah.
And you would swim out and you would touch the buoy and come back. And
who taught you how to body surf, grandpa or dad? My dad was great at it. He was so skinny.
My dad was awesome at it too. And then boogie boarding, man.
Yeah.
That's I to this day, I have a couple of stories though. I was at a wedding and this is true life. I was an adult and I'm like, oh my God, I'm taking my boogie board. And we were getting ready for the wedding later on in the day.
Uh-huh.
And I was out and the waves were awesome. And I took a fall. I ended up having a huge like brush burn on
makeup, please. Where's the makeup, girl?
I got worked over hard.
I taught my kids how to boogie board, but my dad didn't believe in them. He says, nah, you got to use your body.
Yeah, you got to body surf.
Yeah, use it. So my chest was always all brush burned as a little boy.
I got some on my face.
See that? Everybody's got great stories about their dad. Everybody believes their dad is the best dad yet.
call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Let's take caller number 4 right now on the Ford phone line and tell us your best dad Yeti story, please. 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
Oh. All right. We got Karen on the line with us. She's caller 4, and you got a story about who?
I'm going to talk about my father-in-law.
Oh, wonderful. Do tell.
Yeah, what do you got?
My father-in-law is one of the nicest guys I have ever met. He's always doing stuff for other people. When I first met him, I had my daughter, and we ended up getting, like, my husband and I got married, and he took us all on a cruise. Everybody.
Really?
Wow. And we had a great time. I had never been on a cruise before, and he made it like the best experience ever. We did all kinds of excursions and stuff. We did everything. And ever since then, every year we go on either a cruise or a family vacation.
That is wonderful.
The whole kids, family, everything.
Wow.
He's always helping even extended family. He's always doing stuff for other people.
That's great.
And he puts himself last.
Isn't that the ultimate person? But for a father-in-law to be that way, that is just amazing.
Yeah, and I had 2 kids going into this marriage, and he has always treated my kids like his own grandchildren.
Wow, what's his name?
Leonard Treat.
Okay, Leonard, you are qualified to be
you
the
know
best
what?
Do
hold
we say
on.
Best daddy, father-in-law, Yeti.
No, you know what? The best guys in the world have the first name Leonard.
Oh, stop.
Let's think about that.
Dad's name is Lendog.
And my dad.
Who we just talked about.
We did just
and you're qualified. You're qualified. Congratulations. Great story.
Thank you.
Tom and Laura. Tom and Laura. 94KX. You heard the news.
Striking news. Everyone talking about
it. Now the good news with Laura Good.
All right, so you've heard of super strength, Superman, superheroes.
Superman, Spider-Man. Are you talking about that stuff?
Right, except these police officers became superheroes in real life. A woman was ejected from her car and pinned underneath while her 2-year-old was left dangling upside down after a hit and run in Detroit. It was awful.
Yes.
Thankfully, bystanding officers were able to roll the car over and lift it off of her.
Wow.
The woman had been ejected from the vehicle. She was trapped under the vehicle with only part of her leg sticking out, and she was unconscious. He had to get out the passenger side of his car because it was so impacted from the crash. So he knew it was a traumatic crash and didn't care what happened to whoever he hit. Deputies got there very quickly and realized they couldn't wait for any kind of mechanical assistance, and she didn't have the time to wait, so get as many bodies there as fast as we could, lift the car and pull her out.
I've always thought that humans have incredible strength in times of need. There's your story, right?
Okay, exactly. Here's the thing. You would think when he said deputies that there would be like 15 people lifting this car. Do you know how many there were?
Tell me.
There were 3.
3 guys lifting the car.
3 dudes lift the car off of this woman, saved her toddler, and I'm happy to report when I clicked on the link and looked at the news story from Detroit, everyone is A-okay, just a couple of bumps and bruises.
That's good news.
Nice.
Unbelievable. Yeah. 3 dudes, and it was an SUV. It wasn't just like a regular car.
Right, right. It wasn't one of them smart cars.
Up next. Speaking of super strength, are you ready?
Yes.
A fire broke out in an apartment building in Vancouver on Thursday. An older woman couldn't get out by herself, so her neighbors carried her down 15 flights of stairs.
Wow.
They heard her yelling for help. They were like, you know what? They turned around, went back up, even though they were evacuating themselves, grabbed her, carried her on out to safety.
That's good Samaritan and good news.
Yeah, safe to say that she was not the neighbor in the building that everybody hated.
No. No, that wasn't her.
No, and this is funny. Mike, you're going to appreciate this. And the video is going viral. So just Google after you hear the story, my cat is a thief. A woman in Oregon realized her cat was stealing stuff from her neighbors. Specifically, work gloves, gardening tools, flower pots.
Okay.
The list goes on and on. So she started hanging them up on a clothesline next to my cat is a thief and also an hole.
Oh! The old a-hole thing there, huh, Kitty?
Honestly, it's really, really funny, and it has gone viral worldwide for this cat that daily goes out and steals stuff from the neighbors.
So come to the clothesline and grab your stuff back, right?
Yes, exactly. But the cat's probably going to steal it again.
That's good news, I guess.
Good news. Weekday mornings with Tom and Laura on 94KX. And now, with all the dirt from Hollywood, here's Movie Mike with a 94KX Entertainment Report.
All right, let's welcome this evening's entertainment.
Ned Beatty, one of the greatest character actors of all time, died yesterday of natural causes. He was 83 years old. Ned's most famous film was probably the 1972 classic Deliverance, in which he was violated by hillbillies during a canoe trip. You just heard that sound clip.
Yeah,
that was his debut film.
Yeah.
What a way to enter the movie business, isn't it?
Because he did so many other good things.
Absolutely. Most recently, he was the voice of the evil Lotso Huggin' Bear in 2010's Toy Story 3. In between, his credits included Nashville, All the President's Men, Silver Streak, and the first two Superman movies, where he played the goofy sidekick to Gene Hackman's Lex Luthor. Those are all great films. Ned Beatty, one of my favorite actors, dead at the age of 83.
Rest in peace.
Absolutely. Kim Jong-un has taken aim at a new enemy, K-pop music.
Oh, no.
Oh, this is going to get so ugly.
You don't want to mess with K-pop.
Oh, no.
Oh, gosh.
No, this is going to get ugly. That's why I put that in here this morning.
Okay.
He reportedly sees the global rise of K-pop groups like BTS and their fan bases as a threat to North Korea. According to leaked government documents, Kim is running an anti-K-pop campaign and refers to the groups as, quote, a vicious cancer.
What?
He claims they spread an anti-socialist message and corrupt the fashion, hairstyle, speech, and behavior of the youth. He's reportedly imposing harsher penalties on people who listen and watch K-pop music and videos, which isn't surprising considering he already keeps a tight grip on internet access. So it's Kim Jong-un versus BTS.
Good luck.
Wow.
And I think that BTS will probably win.
And their billions of followers on YouTube are definitely going to win.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sorry, Dictator Man.
BTS, and I got like 6,000.
Oh, lines. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. No. Sorry, Dictator Man. Not going to happen.
Not going to happen.
Not going to happen at all.
And looking at the box office, A Quiet Place Part 2 reclaimed the top spot with $11.6 million. In the Heights opened on the softer end of expectations with $11.4 million. Peter Rabbit 2 opened in third place with $10.4 million. The Conjuring, The Devil Made Me Do It, came in fourth with $10 million. And Cruella rounds out the top five with $6 million. So that's your box office report for today. And again, we say rest in peace to the great Ned Beatty.
Yeah.
Go watch some of his movies this week.
Loved him in Network. You know, when he's talking about the power of mind.
Only in that movie for like 6 minutes and got an Oscar nomination. Yeah. That's how good he was.
He was impactful. Super impactful and memorable person. So.
But try not to think of him as Deliverance. Let's move on.
Right. He said he hated it when people would come up to him in the streets and say, and squeal like a pig.
Ding, 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 ding.
Every time I hear a banjo, I run.
Me too.
Hey, have a good week, Mike. We'll see you Friday.
See you then.
Tom and Laura. 94.1 WQKX.
It is such a good feeling. You know, there's Beer Fest in Milton. Everybody gets together. We have a great time. And then we immediately say, hey, when does Spyglass open up their backyard?
Well, end of the month, friend. Blackberry Smoke is coming to Tom Webb's backyard. It's the first in the backyard concert series. Michelle Morgan is here, and she is the mastermind behind all of the awesome that occurs at Spyglass.
How do you do it, Michelle? I mean, how do you do it?
Well, actually, Tom Webb, he's the one that he really has gone crazy this year. We have so many concerts coming up, and he's the one that comes up with the ideas, and I'm the one that gets to organize his madness. So
there you go.
We work very well as a team, but I am coming back to town just for the summer because there's so many great concerts coming up. I don't want to miss them.
No. Who wants to miss it? And like I said, the fun season is underway. So Blackberry Smoke opens up the season the 25th. That's just a couple weeks away. And they're a southern rock band that sounds like really, really solid.
Yeah, they are a fantastic band and really great people, too. They have a really great opening band as well called Nick Perry and the Underground Thieves, so check them out as well.
Cool.
Look them up. Both bands, if you haven't heard them, you know, get a sample of their music. We'll be posting some of their music in the next week or so on the Spyglass page, so you can check them out, and ticket sales, The link for the ticket sales will be on the page as well.
Okay, heading closer to the 4th of July, BJS, as we call them, Black Jacket Symphony, not once but twice back-to-back.
Back-to-back. We didn't want to do it on July 4th because so many people have things going on, picnics mm-hmm. with their families, but just to kick off that weekend, we have two fantastic shows. Black Jacket Symphony is coming back on July 2nd. They'll be performing Pink Floyd's The Wall.
Love it.
Unbelievable.
Love it.
So fun.
And to top that off, on July 3rd, they're coming back with Mark Martel again
awesome.
And performing Queen, which was a fantastic show last year, and it's going to be just as good, if not better, this year.
Tom, that's the show that intern Nick and I rocked out at.
Yeah,
And we watched Mark Martel kind of sprint. It was so cool to watch
Rock
him sprint
hard.
Backstage and then change his sparkly jackets and then sprint and then back out. It was awesome.
The 94KX VIP tent is right there. You get to see all the action in the corner
of
the stage.
And, of course, the week before every single backyard concert, we do have that giveaway, and a lot of times it's the only way that you can get into the concerts because they're so popular they sell out, so you can win your way in. We'll have VIP ticket pairs to give away the week mm-hmm. leading up to each concert in the backyard.
So Michelle, later in July, two great cover bands, tribute bands, whatever you want to call them, Eagle Mania and then Tusk.
I am so excited for these bands to be coming back. We brought them to Spyglass, did some small COVID shows when we couldn't mm-hmm. have our big shows, and we loved them so much. We're bringing those two bands back as well. So we have them coming, and then we are still adding concerts onto this list.
Really? Okay, because here I'm on SpyglassRidgeWinery.com. I'm on the page right now, mm-hmm. and I already have to do like a double scroll to get down to the bottom of the events. You're telling me that you're still adding concerts?
We aren't done yet.
A big show coming up in August on the 7th, Blues Traveler. Now, the next weekend, there's a talk about something big, so go to the website, the 28th, Skillet and Switchfoot. And then we get into September, Creed and Daughtry early in the month, and Live coming in later. We have Get the Lead Out and then Third Eye Blind. But before Third Eye Blind, there's a couple of openings, and that's what you're here for today, to make a big announcement.
Actually, that's the reason why I'm here today. We just added another concert.
Ooh, do tell, surprise, do tell.
The date is going to be on September 11th,
mm-hmm.
and we're bringing a rockin' favorite. They've actually played at Spyglass before, but it's been some time, and they're ready to return and rock the stage again. We're going to be having Cheap Trick.
Yay! What a movie Mike's favorite. He loves Cheap Trick.
We'll have to get Mike in the show, you know, say, buy your tickets now, movie Mike. Speaking of that, when do tickets go on sale for Cheap Trick then?
Tickets are going to go on sale this Friday at 9 a.m.
Wow.
And follow our Facebook page because we're going to do a ticket giveaway. So when the post goes up this morning, like, comment, and share on the post, and you'll be entered to win a pair of tickets to the show.
Here's the thing, guys. Make sure that you like and follow Spyglass Ridge Winery on Facebook because that is the way that you are in the know for all of these events. 94KX also will be sharing that post on mm-hmm. our Facebook page. We're there VIP style every single concert.
Which means you have a chance to win tickets only with Tom and Laura in the morning, mm-hmm. which is pretty cool. Michelle, thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here, and I'm excited for the season coming up.
It's going
to
be a good one.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94KX.
Tom and Laura's top 10 for your Monday morning is going to test Laura, but I've been through her house, and it is beautiful.
Oh, well, thank you. That's so kind.
The 10 things you should not have in your house once you're over 30.
All right. So just to give a disclaimer, this is according to an interior designer.
Okay.
As you age, your decor should become a bit more mature.
Yes. Community aid is supposed to take some of your decor out of your house. Number 10, shot glasses as decor.
Okay. No.
No shot glasses.
Nope. The answer is no. I don't. I mean, I have them. They're in my liquor cabinet. And
they do their
job, which is to take shots.
Yeah, not like, this is when we're in Niagara Falls. You see the painting of the falls.
No, that's all the magnets on my lockers.
Oh, boy. Okay. Number 9 is cork boards. You don't have them anywhere, do you? Maybe one in the kitchen to tell you where to go today.
I do, but I made it out of corks that I collected all from French wines. Dead serious.
There you go. They make good-looking cork boards.
They do.
All right.
They do indeed.
8, you don't have anything space-themed in your house, do you?
I do not.
Like, you don't have Star Wars blankets in the guest room.
We do, however, have my husband's original He-Man sleeping bag.
All right, put it in the attic or something.
And a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle storage trunk.
Yeah.
It's in pristine condition. It's actually kind of cool.
Sell it on eBay when he's not paying
attention. No. He would kill me. No, he can't. He-Man and right. the mutant turtles, they're staying in the basement. It's fine.
Okay, do you have any paper floor lamps? You know those things from college?
No, it's a fire hazard. I didn't even have them in college.
Ooh, nice. How about dream catchers?
I have one.
Where is it? In the bathroom?
No, it is in the bedroom and it's hanging up by the light switch. And I purchased it on the Puebla in New Mexico. I have one.
So that's going to stay. Okay.
It's sentimental. It was actually given to me by this cool medicine man. He did an aura. I'm dead serious. He did an aura reading. It was very spiritual.
Okay.
No sarcasm. It was actually an excellent moment in my life. I was 21.
Peyote was not involved.
No peyote.
Number five, a super old mattress. I don't think anybody should have one.
No. Ours might be reaching 10 years.
Okay.
But no, ours is pretty new.
All right. Number four is old trophies. I don't think I've seen any of your trophies around your house.
No. Okay. We recently had a very, very large clean out.
Yes, you did.
And even though they are beautiful and wonderful and go me, I was the PIAA District 4 Female VIP Athlete of the Year.
but get it out of there.
Yeah, they kind of got junked. I didn't know what to do with them.
I have a lot of my coaching trophies in my studio in a case, but maybe it's time to get rid of those too because I haven't coached in years. But as far as personal trophies, I don't even know where they are. They may have gone into 72.
Yeah.
Who knows? Number three, I think, is ridiculous. If you are over 30 years old and you don't have any silverware, flatware, whatever you want to call it, or any real plates or bowls or cups, you're still using plastic? What is wrong with you?
So I have reusable plastic, but it's for the patio.
Right. Good thought.
So I don't want to take glass outside. You know what I mean? So we have plastic for the patio.
Okay, number two is funny when it comes to Laura. Because when you're over 30, you shouldn't have any stuffed animals on your bed. Laura has real animals on your bed.
I do have real animals on my bed. And if I did have stuffed animals, they would be torn to shreds, as evidenced by the fox that Murphy ate on Friday last week.
Right here in the studio.
Yes, indeed.
All right, and finally, number one, you shouldn't have any inflatable furniture anymore.
I do not.
You know, those beanbags.
That's not inflatable, but not beanbags, none of that. Nope,
none of that
we have real furniture.
Inflatable-looking puffy stuff. Well, there you go. You totally passed the test, except for the dream catcher, but I'm going to let it slide because it had a cool
storage. Well, and technically the corkboard.
Yeah, but you made it.
I did.
Thank you, Martha Stewart.
That's what they call my mom.
News is coming up next.
Sports and AccuWeather on the way. Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94KX.
This is Tom and Laura in the Morning.
Tom and Laura,
94KX.
You stall the people listening while I count. I'm up to seven already. Spyglass concerts this summer. Okay, and then this one's eight. And oh my goodness, this one's 9, 10, 11, 12, and there's a couple coming. We could be talking up to 15 concerts by the end of the summer Labor Day.
I feel like when Tom Webb came in, he was like, you know what? Go big or go home. And they're doing a great job because not only are they trying to reschedule things that were canceled from last year, but then they're also trying to bring in acts that they wanted to get for quite some time. Rescheduling favorites. Man, the season pass holders this year are really in for a good time.
And it all starts next week, your chance to win. Blackberry Smoke opens up the season. Southern Rock, good stuff. Our VIP winners will have a party in Three Beards from 5 until 7. Oh, first the VIP parking right outside Three
Heck
Beards.
Yeah.
Go on in there. We'll party for 2 hours. Then we roll down the hill, maybe literally, roll down the hill to the 94KX VIP tent, the SBC Media VIP tent, and we'll see the show.
That's right. We're always front row and center there, which is oh so fun. Sometimes we get to peep a little sound check, which is awesome.
Yeah.
But if you're interested in any of the events occurring at Spyglass Ridge Winery or tickets to the Backyard Concert Series, check out spyglassridgewinery.com.
94.1 WQKX.
Tom and Laura.
Tom and Laura in the Morning. 94KX.
Chad Evans is coming up next. Mark Stevens this afternoon. He'll be seeing if you're sizzling this summer with Wise Markets. And our girl Sammy Tyler, who had a great time at Beer Fest as
Heck
well.
Heck yeah.
She's on the way tonight. Listen to her every single night. She's adorable. Do we close with a thought for the day on a Monday, Flag Day?
Here's the thing. Monday, Flag Day. Mm-hmm. I mean, I wanted to find something patriotic, but then I got thrown off with all the spyglass excitement.
Oh, I thought you got thrown off by the fact that it's also National Bourbon Day.
You did. You did mention that to
me. So salute your flag in the backyard with a nice bourbon beverage this evening. I plan on doing that.
The other thing, Bill Schuster said, the flag represents the values and liberties that Americans have and enjoy every day.
Do people think about that when they hang out their flag? I hope so.
I hope so, too. So National Flag Day, display it proudly, sip some bourbon, and buy your tickets to Spyglass.
She ties it all up so well.
I try.
Have a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.